This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Stewart. It's wonderful to be with you. This is the Eric Stewart Show, a show about real estate. The first half of our show, I talked with Helen Flynn, who's back with us for the second half. And we chatted a bit about how difficult the market is for buyers and just thoughts on the general market trend. I want to talk about a topic now that becomes a question, I think, in every home seller's mind or buyer's mind is, when is it appropriate for my real estate agent to participate in making a contract work? I'll give you an example of how I did that recently. And I want you to understand, this is atypical. This is not common that it happens. But when it does, it's for a very good set of reasons. I have a client of mine who happens to be somebody that I've known since my kids were young and were on the swim team. And she and her husband are selling their home. They purchased the property for about what they're selling it for. And they've been in the home for about 14 years. This is in the 900s. So the property goes to contract and we get a good price for the property. Everything is fine and moving towards settlement. But then the buyers do their home inspection. And in the home inspection phase, we've got some things that need to happen in order for my client to get out of town and make a move to where they're moving to. And it's in my interest as a real estate agent to make sure that that does not have hiccups in it. Sometimes people's lives are more important than money. Agreed? And I think anybody here who is a business owner, you understand what I mean. There are times when you say, this person needs my help. This is not just about me getting a profit from selling something or doing a service. I need to take care of this person because of their human needs. And that is what happened. I recognized that there was a point at which my client could go no further and the buyers were unwilling to waver in the demand that they had for our clients to give them more money to resolve the inspection contingency. And so I did my best to negotiate with the buyer through the seller's counters and back and forth, but ultimately got to a point where I said to the seller, I said, look, we're going to end up at settlement, whether I end up having to step in here or not. And of course, she was very grateful for my willingness to participate, my willingness to just smooth this out and take away the fear, which was a big anxiety producer, the fear that it's still unsure whether we're going to settle or not because I can't get this resolved over this inspection. I took that away by saying, I'll be the capacitor here. I'll be the guy that steps in to make sure that this squares away if I can't get it negotiated out to what you want. And sure enough, I was able to negotiate some of it out, but then stepped in with some thousands of dollars in order to bring it to pass to get it done. And we're going to settle in about 2 weeks. That's when it becomes appropriate. An example of where it's inappropriate is I had a client who happened to be a neighbor and somebody that I had known well. In this case, this particular buyer came about a week and a half before settlement and said, hey, I want you to give me some money because we're friends, because of the relationship. And I said, it's not how it works. And you're not paying the commission on the buy side. It's the seller who pays that commission. Well, I still want you to give me something. Now, it's an interesting thing because at that point in time, I said, well, can you help me understand why? And he said, well, because we found it online. And also because there was a couple of little things that he brought up in conversations that he had with a couple of my employees that were inconsequential. And I said, you know, let me think about it just out of concern and care for the relationship. I said, let me think about it. So I did. I came back like 2 or 3 days later and I just said, you know, I don't see the reason for this. And although I appreciate you asking and I respect asking for something, that's not where I'm going to go on this. And he initially had said, this won't change any way of how I'll treat you. It won't change any kind of referrals. But once I actually said no, it then became a manipulative kind of thing where he's like, well, I'm definitely going to tell people that you didn't help. You know, like he then changed the whole conversation. So I went and met with him personally and I said, look, you help me understand this. And he's same thing. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but you're not paying me. This is something I'm earning because I did help you. Yeah, you found it on an app, but you were looking at all kinds of houses with me on the app. So, you know, it's like it didn't make a lot of sense. So you can understand as a real estate agent, like any business owner, we're in the business of making good decisions for our families and for the people that work for us and for our customers. And we want a happy customer. And there are times when you have to say yes, and there are times when it's good to say no. And sometimes you're going to leave people not satisfied, but ultimately it should be because what they're asking is beyond appropriate, as I just explained. Helen Flynn is with me. And Helen, just want to jump over to a quick conversation about staging versus decluttering. Give us your pithy maxims, your famous pithy maxims, would you?
About staging versus decluttering. They do tend to merge together. I often say to my people, as soon as you start downsizing, you're going to begin that process of thinning things out, and that will automatically begin the staging process. It could be a process of a couple of years in some cases. I don't think sometimes people realize how difficult it is and how much stuff that it's easy to accumulate. And when you start to do something, you end up with more of a mess than you started with, for one thing. And then you start to realize how much more there is in the drawer and how much you might want to hold on to something, or it's hard to make a decision. So I am convinced that all of us that will someday downsize need to do that process on a regular basis. For some reason, we collect. We always, and I'm generalizing, but we're a generation of collectors. And whether we're frugal or not frugal, we tend to collect and save and so forth. And every once in a while, I think we need to use that. If you bring something home, you have to take something out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to donate right now, but there are still possibilities, or set things aside for when that is done more easily, because certainly there's a need out there.
Helen, great insight. For everybody that works with our group, we have a fantastic stager, and we provide her to you to help you, give you that prescription you need to focus on how to get ready to sell. I don't care if you're selling next year, okay, folks? If you are ready to talk with us as a team and you're starting to interview brokers and you want to talk with us, we'll tell you how we work. We provide our stager to give you that coaching and assistance in what color to paint, how to finish your hardwood floors, whether it should be a matted or gloss, or what color would work well in the house, all those kinds of things. We'll give you a prescription. I love that, being the son of a doctor. It's like you just follow the prescription, and then when it comes time to sell, I'll have your house on the market. We'll get it sold. It's a great tool. So call us now. If you're getting to that place, you want to interview brokers and you want to talk with us as one of those, call us at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Call us today. Helen, I had the nicest thing happen a few weeks ago. Mark Levin recorded a very nice endorsement, and that was completely unsolicited. He just simply wanted to do it. It was the nicest thing for him to do. I really appreciate his kindness in doing that. So
it's fantastic, and I think I heard it, as a matter of fact. And to have a tribute from a man like him really is valuable.
I agree. Hey, don't forget our webinars. If you're getting ready to sell, you're not quite sure about what you want to do, go to ericstewartgroup.com, sign up there. We cover timing, pricing, and condition on three different webinars. And these are Q&A. I'm there. I'm giving the webinar, and I'll answer any and all questions you might have in the process. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to sign up for that, or download any of our free guides, or listen to the radio shows, or whatever you want to do. So our goal is to give you the best quality of real estate insight and information here on the show, and the best quality real estate service when it comes time to buy or sell. Call us today, 800-900-9104. That's kind of a wrap here, isn't it, Helen?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Well, we'll be right back with you next week here at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the DC metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.